Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of this Untitled Podcast. I am your host, G, and joining me again is...
Tim. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Martin, a.k.a. Timster. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And you? Are you more composed now? Are we ready to get this show on the road?
We're good, man. We're good. This is like another beta test of this new collaboration, what have you. Don't worry, maybe next episode we'll have an actual title, so...
Yeah, this is our second collaboration for that matter, so...
Okay, so today, or this episode, we're going to be talking about Expendables 2, the latest...
The Expendables 2.
Yeah, latest action movie from directors...
Simon West of Con Air.
Exactly. Not directed by Sylvester Stallone anymore.
No. I think he made a good choice.
Yeah, well, we'll discuss that later. Before that, actually, we were supposed to talk about the Bourne Legacy, but we figured, why do you want to listen to G just bitching about this ridiculous
movie? Well, we should listen to G bitching about the Bourne Legacy. I mean,
fuck that movie. I hate the Bourne Legacy. I'm sorry. Just
It's okay. Let's hear it out. Come on.
Okay, for just a few minutes before we get to Expendables, fine. It's just really boring. And okay, the Manila set piece, no offense, yeah, okay, it was fine, but then again, I wanted him to, you know, do something with it without spoiling anything. It's just, I wish there was more hand-to-hand combat. Don't you
agree? It felt more like a tourist piece.
Exactly. And speaking of action scenes, that movie, you know, really had what, just two or three compared to other Bourne films? Just
It's not Matt Damon, but this is Jeremy Renner starring as a new agent that we can follow in the timeline of the Bourne universe. And for me, I found this movie to be okay. I think it's a good spin-off. If you're not happy with what they did, I mean, Jason Bourne didn't come back. At least it's Tony Gilroy, the scriptwriter, who's handling directly these. It's typical. It's really typical. For me, it felt like a Bourne movie, but it's not Jason Bourne. And the dialogue, the story for that matter, I didn't really pay attention to it. I just saw kick-ass action scenes. I was even joking around that, hey, maybe this explains why he's Hawkeye, how he got his superhuman ability.
Not really. He used a MacGyver.
The other side of the world just to get an injection that will keep your abilities without you relying on pills. Okay.
Yes, the movie is about finding pills. Spoiler! Pills. I'm kidding. No, actually, I'm not. Or am I? Sorry. Sorry, man. I just really told.
Okay, for the Manila scenes, I'm happy we're both Filipinos here, so yeah. We're kind of happy that our country got featured in a big Hollywood production.
No, exactly. Just that is a cool moment there, but
yeah, exactly.
It could have been better if you ask me. That's just my opinion. All right. So that's it for the Bourne, I guess.
I guess, and they featured Palawan as an ending piece.
All right. Right. With that guy. I forgot the actor's name, the Filipino guy.
Lou Veloso.
There you go. Okay. Enough.
Recommendations for the Bourne Legacy. I think it was all right. Even if they spin off more and it can go into its own series, I hope they make it extremely better than this venture. And if they decide to pit Jason Bourne together with Jeremy Renner, I'm
okay,
fine with the idea.
But I would see.
Yeah,
that's.
I mean, okay, going into team ups. Okay, we can segue now to the Expendables.
Yes, but you know, really, it's a disappointing, stupid movie.
You shouldn't even take it as, oh wow, it's such a big film. Maybe I guess that's why they bumped it up from its original release date of August 3 to August 10 because of The Dark Knight Rises, because it would perform poorly.
I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, that's what they said. That's how they just did, remember? I think you saw headlines of it.
I think it did.
Yeah, anyway. They decided to move it. But all things considered, it makes reviews for the Bourne Legacy. We're done with it. We're going to the Expendables.
Okay, let's just go to probably the most fun movie I've seen Well, okay, fine. Avengers is actually really fun.
There's
no, but what's
testosterone, action, and awesomeness.
Yes, it's just okay. Expendables 2, in my opinion, is probably one of the best action movies I've seen this year. One of the. It's not the best because, guys, the best action movie of 2012 is still The Raid Redemption. You guys have to fucking see that movie. That's fucking amazing. I keep saying fucking. I'm sorry. It was
yeah,
really cool.
They retitled it from its original release, right? From The Raid itself, it became The Raid Redemption.
Yeah, because they were going to make it into a franchise, I believe. I'm still game for more action scenes from that guy who directed it and that dude, that Indonesian dude. But anyway, so Expendables 2, you know, cheesy lines, to be honest.
Well, the one-liners, quips from the 80s and 90s action stars.
Right. But in terms of actual, you know, one-liners, I think Schwarzenegger is the best in terms of, you know, delivering all of that. No, but
my shoe is bigger than this car.
No, but, you know, I overall, just pure fun, you know, forget the fucking dialogue. Seriously, it's laughable at best. But just seeing a bunch of these guns and just, you know, the money shot. Okay, by the way, this is actually a spoiler-free episode. We're not going to spoil you stuff unless we're, you know, going to warn you, unlike our previous episode with Batman.
We're with a lot of spoilers in it. Okay,
yeah.
Fine. I'll follow the trend. We'll try to keep away details about the plot and, well, we're going to be talking about one-liners and how we reacted to seeing these old geezers performing again. I love these guys. I mean, I love Stallone. I love Arnie, Bruce Willis, Chuck fucking Norris.
Yes. Yes. Without spoiling too much, that scene with him is probably the greatest thing in that movie. I don't know about you with the crowd you were.
We all laughed there. I mean,
yeah, because I was watching it late Friday. Not much people actually in the theater I was in, but when that scene happened, we're not spoiling how, but you know, even the music actually, it was so fucking cool.
I'll just say this: if you enjoy Chuck Norris facts, you will get it.
People were like laughing, cheering when that moment happened, and I was like,
"Oh, Chuck Norris is God."
It's like, oh my God. I actually gave a shit about Chuck Norris because I honestly am not a huge Chuck Norris fan. I never was into his films. You know,
Delta Force, Mr. Delta Force.
Sorry.
Chuck Norris, Karate Commandos. How can you forget those
things?
This is
why we're recording this, Martin. You have your action specialties and I have my other stuff. That's why.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like I said, sorry?
Yeah, I said, yep.
Okay, so Chuck Norris, I'm not really crazy into him. I know he has these memes on the internet and whatever, but just seeing him and then talking and then shooting guys, man, I was like, fuck.
It's not just shooting guys. He just stares and they fall down.
You just spoil them. No, I'm kidding. No, but
I won't spoil them. I'm just saying, if you love everything about Chuck Norris, you love things from the 80s, you're going to enjoy this movie one heck of a time. It's just really mind blown.
All right, okay. So, okay, enough Chuck Norris style. Let's talk about the, you know, without spoiling too much, again, the first action set piece, which is actually
the first act,
the first 15 minutes. Honestly, that was way, way better than the entire first, you know, the first movie. Because Expendables 1, you know, let's go back to Expendables 1 for a bit. I don't know about you.
Expendables 1, yeah.
I don't know about you, but you know, that was really also disappointing for me because, yeah, okay, you have these action stars from the 80s, what have you. And then for some reason, the movie felt kind of draggy. I don't know about you.
It lagged. Yes. Yeah. I got to tell you, even though they pitted the guys against Eric Roberts and Stone Cold Steve Austin,
right,
it didn't really carry that much weight as compared to now where you have Van Damme and Scott Adkins
as the bad guys.
And it really made more sense to have those guys who are well-known action stars. I mean, you have Jean-Claude Van Damme,
we'll talk about
Mr. Guile, yeah. Mr. Kickboxer, Mr. Double Team, fighting against the Expendables. And he was supposed to be in the first movie, but he decided not to act with them because it wasn't going to be in his best interests. But until he saw the box off his pull of the Expendables.
Yeah, surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised that it actually had, it gained a lot of money because, you know, obviously,
yeah, the stars involved. Because you're carrying a lot of these guys, all of these big names in the Hollywood industry. And I mean, you have Jet Li and, I mean, recent guys like Jet Li and Jason Statham joined them. So,
no, but the first movie, really, to be honest, man, it wasn't that good. I don't know about.
The first movie. I'm just saying, all you're gonna go see that movie for is the names. That's it.
Right.
It's the names.
No, but just in terms of promising you this huge action movie with all these stars, it didn't deliver. Unlike this one, where it did. I mean, like I said, first 15 minutes, man, just nonstop. Better choreographed scenes too. I mean, Jet Li ruled this time compared to the first movie, because when I saw him in the first movie, I remember him just being, you know, not that agile compared to his other works.
So, you know, to go into Jet Li territory, that was pretty much it. And I will not say anything else, but I was expecting more again.
More Jet Li,
what he did was pretty substantial already.
Yeah. I mean, you have other guys. Well, we'll get to Van Damme later because, you know, that was also another cool shit about this movie aside from Chuck Norris. But yeah, just the first action scene, man. The first 15, 20 minutes.
First 15, 20 minutes where they literally storm a base and they kill off all
without
of these
any
guys
plans. They just fucking drove over there with three trucks or whatever.
It already sets the stage for why this movie is just so freaking awesome.
Yes. And then Liam Hemsworth is a sniper, Billy the Kid, cool moments, could have used
cool
more.
I think it was okay. I mean, come on, the fact that they actually cast an actor who's up and coming, and it's not exactly the Hemsworth that everybody knows, but he's still well known for his role in The Hunger Games.
Yeah, I was going to say, Hunger Games is going to make him a star in the next few years.
It will. And this one just catapulted things to a new level.
Yeah, it's like he can actually kick ass, apparently. Not just being the guy who's with Jennifer Lawrence.
The guy who's dating Miley Cyrus.
Oh, is he? I have no idea about that. But yeah, so, you know, that, you know, first act alone, way better than the first movie. And from there, you know, the pacing, unlike the first movie, it just keeps on going. I mean, sure, there's like some quiet moments in part two, but the action pieces, I mean, the last part and the middle, you know, I think they make up for everything. Like I said, man, just pure fun. I'm not sure if this is because of, you know, like you mentioned earlier, it's a new director, right?
New director, Simon West.
Yeah, Con Air. And
Con Air. Just by saying Con Air already, you know, he's going to kick shit.
Yeah, I think that's the only actual decent movie he made prior to this.
Pretty much.
I think. I'm not sure. I need to check his profile again. Yeah, but maybe that's one of the factors here that makes this movie, you know, a little bit more cohesive, because the first movie obviously directed by Stallone and he had to act. You know, I'm
pretty
sure
he had to set aside time for him. And I mean, the first movie pretty much laid out what the team is, and he tried to add a little bit of diversity and conflict within the team ranks by having Gunner, played by Dolph Lundgren, kind of a loose cannon. He's still a loose cannon in this movie, but still.
He had some good lines too. Like, I think his degree, whatever. I think it was a nod to his real life thing.
Actually, it's true.
Yeah,
it's true. He is really a genius, a certified genius.
Something like that. Yeah.
They inserted that angle for his character because he wasn't really interested in coming back. But when they wrote that for him, he kind of said, okay, why not? I love it. So there, came back for the Expendables 2.
Yeah, well, you mentioned characters. That's also another good thing about this movie compared to the first. Yeah, that's, you could just tell that I totally don't remember the first that much. But the interaction between, you know, the what do you call them? Just the Expendables, right? That's what you call them? The team, whatever?
Yes, the Expendables. That's the team.
So basically, you know, their interaction, their jokes to each other, their buddy-buddy stuff.
Pretty much. Everything is...
It worked better in this movie.
The other person's career.
No, but it worked better in the movie, you know, when they're talking. Like, the part with Dolph Lundgren and Jet Li, actually, it was pretty cool. But like, who am I going to pick anymore, you know?
It's a cute relationship the two have. And it was... featured prominently in the first movie, and for the fact that Dolph Lundgren was really the loose cannon there, and Jet Li was, well, minority.
Okay, you mentioned Minority, so let's talk about the new girl. I forgot her name, actually. I'm not even
Maggie
sure.
Chen. Maggie Chen.
What do you think of her? Because to me, it's like...
She's okay. Well, okay, I don't want to go into spoilers, but there, they need a female lead, and at the same time, she kind of steps in for one of the Expendables. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's all I'm going to say, right? Without giving too much. Hey.
Yeah, but it's good in a way that they need another character that's not, you know, obviously a male figure. Or because let's face it, man, it's fucking sausage fest, this movie.
It is, yeah. I'm just saying, okay? Okay, you got Liam Hemsworth and that girl. I think her name is Yu Nan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the name of the actress. Yeah, they're young stars riding the coattails of these big action stars who are already known and proven in the industry. And they shined too in this movie. They kicked ass.
Yeah, but in terms of like adding a female character, you know, if you're going to add a female character, why not add more? I think would be I don't know. Because
they could have added somebody. But again, remember, there are also rumors right now spreading.
I was going to get to there, actually, that they're
going to make a female Expendables movie.
Yeah, which honestly, I don't know if it's going to work.
I don't know if it's going to work either. But hey, if you can put Angelina Jolie together with Michelle Rodriguez, or even big action stars right now like Mila Jovovich and Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it might be really weird. But anyway, so back to Expendables. So, you're saying? Yeah. Oh.
Going back, I was just talking about the character Maggie Chen, and I thought, okay. She was there because another character, couldn't really appear the whole time there. That's all I'm going to say.
Probably schedule issues. Or
due to scheduling issues. But
I didn't mind, really.
I didn't mind. It gave more screen time to the others.
Mm-hmm. Which is what they should, because you have a lot of these guys. Speaking of screen time, good thing you mentioned, actually. Yeah, I really like Schwarzenegger and Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
More interaction. And
he only they only shot that scene for 4 days. Huh?
Yeah, I heard, which was, we were not going to spoil
it. I couldn't believe it, but wow.
Yeah,
I mean,
there is a money shot in this movie that it's not as spectacular as the Avengers, you know, with the rotating camera. You know, it's not like that, but it's still
no, it feels like
good.
That. It still feels like that because, you know, even though these guys aren't comic book superheroes, you know, they're literally kick-ass heroes that you really wanted to see together. And I say, holy damn, Planet Hollywood.
Exactly, yes. It's not that, it wasn't, you know, it could have been more creative, but still, that was a good, pretty money shot. Like, oh my God, here they are. Time to get some, you know, anyway.
Yeah, let the body hit the floor. Damn, I just looking at them together with Chuck Norris also, oh, wow.
All right. So I teased earlier about Van Damme. So let's talk about Van Damme here, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Who wants to go home? Who wants to go with me?
Okay, that actor, unlike Chuck Norris, actually I saw a couple of his films. When I was a kid, I remember like really liking them. In fact, I remember splitting also after watching Kickboxer. There, personal moment of history by yours truly. I should have not said that.
Okay.
Anyway, so
that really came out weird.
I know. We're a good,
okay.
We're a fun show, Martin.
So
this is
what
podcast.
Other moments of history Can you share with us regarding
I
your
just
time with you?
remember trying or wanting to study, what do you call it, gymnastics after watching a couple of Van Damme movies. How about that? Didn't work out. Never worked
Van
out.
Damme is known to inspire after doing those
Yes,
moves.
kickboxer. I think was it Kickboxer Kumite? I forgot which movie is
No,
that.
that was a Bloodsport.
Or Bloodsport. Whatever.
Bloodsport.
One of those
That
movies.
one, the split really hurt. When you watch it on screen, it really hurt. But
Anyway, so Van
anyway.
Damme in this movie, let's just say one of his best performance in recent time, because then again, we haven't seen him on screen in a long time. I haven't
No,
seen JVCD. I'm sure you had, right?
just bits and pieces, but it
Ah,
was like
okay.
playing himself, and yeah, he was playing himself.
Yeah. I heard that's a pretty good movie right there.
Yeah, but it's been a while, and you really can see that he's aged,
Oh yeah,
really.
dude. Like when he removed
He's
his
just.
sunglasses, you could see, like, you know,
Yeah, I mean, when he removes the sunglasses, I
features.
mean, okay, there. Another thing, since we're both gamers here, me and G, we can relate to this. Didn't you
Wesker?
think, when I looked at him, yeah, right? He looks like Albert Wesker with a knife.
Well, yes. The
I mean, I
yeah.
said, oh, wow, he's trying to give his best bad guy impression,
Okay,
and
yeah.
I
No,
couldn't help.
okay,
I couldn't
so
change.
just you know his performance as a bad guy in this movie.
As villain,
Yes, that
as
too. Oh my
aptly
God.
named villain.
See how ridiculous this movie is, guys. Anyway, so just crazy, man. Like that part where he kills somebody, just wow, like oh my God, this guy, yeah, I could see him as a
Bad
baddie,
guy, yeah,
you
I could see
know?
him as a bad guy. If he couldn't play an expendable, he could just as well play a bad guy who can go up against them, and he did.
Yeah. So like yeah, just really good performance by Van Damme. It's
Really
not
good.
Heath Ledger level, okay. Don't expect that much, but just
I don't think people are expecting that much when it comes to Expendables.
it just, you know, in regards to seeing your one of your childhood heroes become a villain actually that works, you know, it's quite an achievement. So yeah, Van Damme rocks in this movie. Let's just
He
put it that way.
does.
But
I'd say
yeah.
even though these guys have already reached the peak or maybe the twilight of their years as action stars, they can still give a good performance. And well, right now, Stallone and Schwarzenegger are coming out with new movies next year, The
Yes.
Last Stand and Bullet to the Head. So
Yeah, I haven't seen, sorry, let's go off track a bit. Bullet in the Head, I haven't seen the trailer. Last
it's good.
Stand, you this. Last
I know,
Stand,
I
I,
think.
yeah, sorry.
I thought Bullet in the Head was good.
Okay. Well, Last Stand, honestly, trailer didn't work for me. I don't
No,
know. Felt
just
weird.
by adding Johnny Knoxville there, you know you can't take it seriously.
Right. But I would say that the director of that movie, forgot his name actually. I
The
let
Korean, yeah, the Korean, South Korean director.
Yeah, I love this previous movies. I'm not sure if you haven't seen this yet, but
No, I haven't.
what's that movie? Shit. Ah, I'll get back to you later. No, but he directed his other Western Korean movie, Good,
Let me
Bad,
check.
Weird.
Let me check. I'll be the one doing the homework
I Saw the
there.
Devil. There we go. I Saw the
I
Devil.
saw the devil
Oh
there.
my God, that was a fucking good movie. You should see it, man. You really should see it.
I
Or
should.
listeners should see it. I listed it as one of my top 10 movies of last year. But anyway, yeah, so Last Stand, eh, I don't know. If maybe. Like I said, the director, I'm big fan, so maybe the trailer was just kind of
Jiwon
meh.
Kim.
Yeah, there we go. So anyway,
There.
wait, what were we talking about before this? I totally forgot
We were
now.
talking
Van
about,
Damme.
well, Van Damme, yeah.
Wait, so yeah, so I said like Van Damme's really good in this movie, but I have one sort of complaint, and I'm going to point out the last battle, the last sort of brawl, I should say.
With Stallone.
Yes, it's not really spoiling, guys. It's in the trailer. To be honest, I could have used more. It felt kind of quick. I don't know about you.
For me, it felt kind of one-sided, and I didn't get to see Van Damme really kicking ass as Van Damme, but he did show his trademark moves,
Yeah,
but
I
not
was gonna
too
say
much.
he pulled off that kick, whatever you call that kick.
Yeah, I mean,
So.
okay, it's fine that yes, he kind of gets his time to shine as the bad guy, but Stallone really conquered him, and it didn't really look realistic if you're gonna compare
Well,
their
dude, this movie's not
resumes
realistic,
together.
man. Let's just put it that way.
you got Rocky fighting against kickboxer. So
right.
I don't know how it measures up one after the other. And I'm not going to spoil how that fight sequence went, but yeah, it was predominantly Stallone.
Right. No, but, you know, if you compare it to, let's say, Fast Five between The Rock and Vin Diesel.
And Vin Diesel, that one, that really.
Yeah, that one you felt like, oh my God, this is like pretty like a cool moment here that you see two action
stars. Well, I have one complaint about that now that you bring it up. How come The Rock was the only one who sweated profusely?
Because he's The Rock, I don't know.
Really, when you look at the action sequence there,
I know he sweats
it was
a lot,
only
yes.
The Rock who was really sweating it up.
I know. I just don't want to mention because it's kind of gross. But anyway, so yeah, back to the fight scene. That's probably one of my complaints in this movie. I mean,
what
aside,
else?
Aside from, well, you can't really can't blame. Like I said earlier, you really can't blame the script, the cheesy dialogue because. It's sort of like a parody, if you think about it.
It
anyway.
Is a parody.
I mean, they're making fun of their past films also. You know,
that's what like, I said. The quips, the one-liners. Yeah. This movie was a collection of 80s and 90s throwbacks. So
right.
Really, you're just supposed to see this movie as a fan. You're not supposed to say, hey, I'm here for the plot. I'm here for the story.
Yeah, so you
people
really,
kick ass.
Yeah, you really can be super critical with the dialogue and everything because it's
I'm amazed we're able to put the plot together in the first place because there's no plot here. All you're going to see is, hey, it's Stallone, hey, it's Schwarzenegger, hey, it's Van Damme, hey, it's Bruce Willis.
No, at least compared to the first movie, at least there is something going on here, you know.
Exactly, right? Way better than the first movie.
Like I said earlier, I don't really remember what happened the first movie aside from Terry Crews' magic shotgun. That's about it.
Yeah, that one. Terry Crews here in this movie, I really liked him as an action star compared to the first movie where he was just touting guns here. You can really see, wow, I'm riding with the big guys here.
Well, he used the same shotgun, which was pretty badass too.
Yeah, let's not spoil the money shots here, what he does with the weapons and who he interacts with.
Yeah.
Beginning, for that matter.
But yeah, as far as complaints go, probably for me, yeah, just the last brawl, that's about it. I mean, everything was really, really fun. I enjoyed this movie. I mean, and if we're going to wrap this up, since I guess, unless you want to add more, you know.
Yeah,
other
I do.
Thoughts?
Now that this film has succeeded, what can we expect from The Expendables 3, which is now being placed in the rumor mill. Now, a lot of people want other action stars to appear in the sequel, and well, there are names being being named, like Mel Gibson,
yes,
Wesley Snipes.
Keep going.
Okay, we even got somebody who just proved himself as an action star lately, Liam Neeson.
Oh, he's actually being considered.
Yeah, he's being rumored. They want.
I can't. I just want you to say the two names, two Oscar sort of caliber actors that I don't know if they're gonna get them, but maybe.
Go ahead. You name it. Name it.
Clint Eastwood and Harrison Ford. Like.
Yes. The old timers.
Those guys, man. I mean, honestly,
Harrison Ford for, well, Han Solo and Indiana Jones. Clint Eastwood for The Good, The Bad, The Ugly, and of course every other Clint Eastwood movie that you have not seen.
Actually, I'm not even sure if we could consider Harrison Ford as an Oscar caliber actor. Well, he is Harrison Ford anyway.
But he's kick-ass. I mean, yeah, if you want to add along with the old-timers, why not?
I mean, compared to the guys in the Expendable movies, Harrison Ford is, I think, has a more of a god status than Chuck Norris, if you ask me. That's just my personal thing.
Harrison Ford and Chuck Norris. Well, Chuck Norris only came back because of Chuck Norris facts.
I know.
I mean,
go ahead.
If you compare him and Harrison Ford together, I mean, Harrison Ford will be known for two things, Han Solo and Indiana Jones.
I know. No, actually, that's the thing. I'm not really comparing both because that's a stupid thing, and I know you're like thinking, what the fuck is G thinking? In terms of being like the actor that I admire, if you're going to include Harrison Ford and these guys, yeah, Harrison Ford, man, all the way up because fuck it,
but
Han Solo. you know.
Harrison Ford is Harrison Ford.
Exactly.
You got to give him that. I mean, yeah. I've already seen my three favorite action stars team up together in one movie, and that was it. The Expendables 2.
Right, right.
And I was very happy. I came out of the theater smiling like a little kid getting his cotton candy and, well, popcorn.
Right.
So in this, all my money's worth and my hopes were placed in the right place. So I was really happy with this. Good movie. Excellent. If you haven't watched it yet, how did you put it, G?
Fun? I don't know. What do you mean?
No, your usual catchphrase whenever you watch a movie.
Oh my God, you actually remember that? Jesus Christ.
Of course I remember that. You always tout it.
Watch it or be part of the problem.
Exactly.
There you go. Wait. Before we wrap up, actually, you mentioned the possible Expendables 3, so I want to talk a little bit about that. So since we mentioned the actors, they're sort of courting, what can you expect, actually, of Expendables 3? I mean, you know, who you think will be? Yeah.
Rumors were flying around that they might take it sci-fi, so I think that's kind of
going
overboard.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. Like, yeah, not really sci-fi. I heard that since they don't want to repeat the same thing, because normally when you make a second sequel, you know, the trilogy curse, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Even Batman fell to that.
If you really want to up... Well, I think Stallone mentioned this in an interview, but he said something like, you know, if we're going to make another one, we have to change the genre itself. So I don't think sci-fi is the answer. Honestly, that's going to be really, really stupid. But
I think they should go back more to their original roots back in the 80s. If you're going to change the genre, if you're not going to make it action-packed and mercenaries type...
I'd make a more movie, if you ask me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
like an actual sort of, not really, you know, kind of like Black Hawk Down-esque.
Exactly. Or probably go all the way where, okay, you already have a band of mercenaries. You already have that established.
Yeah.
They can go all, they can, okay, I guess I didn't want to go this way, but they can go all Predator and they can fight. Yeah, I guess sci-fi, if you're going to talk sci-fi.
You mean fight really... actual Predators? Or what?
Yeah, exactly. Right. If you're gonna make another sequel, you're gonna fight something that's way beyond and more formidable. I mean, look at Predator. Look what Schwarzenegger did there, and everybody loved it.
So you want sort of like adding a creature, and then they're just gonna
maybe
fight.
A creature, maybe something. Yeah, I guess that's why they were rumoring
that would
something.
Well, compared to sci-fi, like actual sci-fi. Yeah, that I could see. I mean, I know it sounds also ridiculous, but. Given
I mean,
what these guys can do,
terrorists. You already fought,
yeah.
Other guys who were corrupt. Now you're looking
Let's
for
fight
another
monsters.
Yeah, maybe something which is totally out of this world. I guess that's why they suggested sci-fi.
Harrison Ford as the professor. I don't know.
Yeah, or something that's not cowboys and aliens.
That's another disappointing movie. Anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, so for part three, you know, with all these these action stars are getting, I was actually hoping they could reveal Schwarzenegger's team. I don't know if you noticed, but he actually has his own team aside from Stallone's.
A rival team. Actually, he was part of the Expendables before, but he decided to leave and form his own mercenary group. Well, of course, for those who don't know, Schwarzenegger plays Trench while Stallone plays Barney Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And Bruce Willis plays the CIA agent, Mr. Mm-hmm. Church. So, yeah, they have all of these colorful names, which you're not supposed to take seriously. But
doesn't matter.
I just call
him Stallone. Oh, it's Stallone.
Call him Stallone. Call him Arnie. We call him Bruce Willis.
Right. No, go ahead.
Going back to what you were saying.
Yeah. You know, just in terms of team members that Schwarzenegger might have. I don't mind guys like Michael Biehn to be in that team. You know, Terminator 1.
Yeah, Kyle Reese.
Which
I watched again.
That would be awesome.
The Skynet edition of Terminator 2, where he had a cameo appearance, which was cut out from the theatrical release.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, but, you know, in terms of just having a separate team for Schwarzenegger, I would like to see other not really well-known, but, you know, popular 80s action guys.
Yeah, who else can you collect? I mean, aside from this, I already mentioned Well, of course, there's
I don't know, Mr. T. I don't know.
Mr. T. Well, we gotta go for some people who. Well, okay. What's his name? Horatio. Horatio from what? Horatio, the guy with the sunglasses, CSI.
Not really a
Yeah,
fan. I'm not
he
familiar.
was in First Blood.
I don't know. Not familiar.
And
Sorry.
you can also have I guess well other baddies
Yeah.
that cop from well okay Mel Gibson I guess is established as Mad Max, so you can go for him and Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
Who else?
I was thinking actually if they have Jet Li on the other side, they could have Donnie Yen on the other team.
Donnie Yen,
Yeah,
yes.
that would be cool. You know, we're just theorizing here. Like, you know, it would be really fun also to see Schwarzenegger's team with sort of
Exactly.
well-known and not well-known guys, you know. And
Forrest
then,
Whitaker.
yeah, well, not really an action star, I think. I don't know.
But he was
Whatever.
in the 80s, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, yeah, it would be really interesting.
Jesse
So,
Ventura.
there, that's actually another one. Yeah, I could see him as a team member for Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, he can.
Right. All right. Anyway, so yeah, we're almost past our recording time here. So
Actually, we're
yeah,
way past. We're almost way past our recording time.
that's fine. So Expendables 2, guys, if you haven't seen it yet and you're listening to this, you should really give it a shot. If
I don't
especially,
know.
you know,
I
if you
don't know
like
why
action
you're
movies.
not watching the Expendables,
Well,
but
dude, some people are skeptical about it. I mean,
I
honestly.
know, but there's nothing to fear. All you're gonna see is just
Nothing
people
to
kicking
fear.
ass and
I like
killing.
that. That would be a cool tagline for a poster. There's nothing
Yeah.
to fear. No,
There's nothing.
but if the first movie did well, then probably, you know, I would see people lining up for this. But since the first movie wasn't that good,
It
you
was
know,
so-so. But
yeah,
this
so.
one will kind of give them back their faith in
Yeah.
terms of seeing all of these guys converge and doing what they do best. Yeah, like I said, pure action testosterone
Yeah.
awesomeness. And you got to see this.
Right, especially in a season where we didn't have the G.I. Joe movie. So if you
I
want,
know, right? This is already the thing that's the next best thing
yeah, I
next
mean,
to
if you're looking
G.I. Joe.
for something like an alternative, you know,
I mean,
for
G.I.
what's
Joe,
that
there,
much?
that's another thing since you brought it up. I was really, really
Looking forward to it.
disappointed that it didn't come out. And, well, rumor has it that JGL will come back as Cobra Commander.
I'm not sure
Right?
about that. All
I
I
don't know.
know is they want more Channing Tatum.
Yeah, that's why
And
they're going to reshoot it. He was supposed to die. It's not a
yeah,
spoiler. He's
don't
supposed to
spoil it.
die.
He dies.
But
Not
because of
only
Matt.
that, actually, the test screenings itself, they're not well
They're not
received.
good.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I heard the action scenes in the trailer, that's pretty much the good part. Otherwise, I heard it's another sort of chatty, boring sort of thing.
It's
So
another it's not it's it's another Rise of Cobra, in other words.
no, because Rise of Kobo is really, really fun.
It was fun, but
Yeah, I heard this one they
story-wise,
took it a lot
if
more
you're a Joe fan
serious,
like
so you
me,
know.
right? If you're a Joe fan like me and
Yeah.
you I guess you can relate to it too.
In a way.
Story-wise, it kind of it was really a loose adaptation of what we remember as kids.
Right. All right, sorry, we went off topic there.
Went off
But
topic for the Expendables.
yeah, Expendables 2. Watch it. I'm not gonna say that line that Martin just mentioned a few minutes ago.
Pure action, testosterone, awesome.
No, the be part of the problem. It's very 2006 of me.
But you kept on saying it
Not anymore.
recently, but yeah, that was
Not
his
anymore.
catchphrase back then. But yes, it can be applicable to the Expendables because you're missing out a lot here. This is really an awesome movie.
Yeah, definitely worth your money. Okay, so thanks for listening to
Thank you.
this. Yeah, thanks for listening to this untitled podcast. Hopefully, we'll get a name. If
Hopefully.
you want to give suggestions, go ahead. Drop a comment in either of our blogs that this podcast has posted. And if you have comments too, let us know, you know, how to improve, whatever, since we're just sort of really testing the grounds here. Maybe in the next few months we'll be talking more about games, you know, Tekken Tag 2, Resident Evil 6, all that stuff.
Six,
Yeah, because
Assassin's Creed 3.
yeah, we're, you know, if you guys don't know, we're also huge gamers. Well, actually, I am a huge gamer. That's my main thing nowadays. So, yeah, again, thanks for listening. And find more of us on the internet, interwebs, Twitter. Mine is GZEP, G-Z-E-P. So that's twitter.com/GZEP. What about you?
Twitter.com/TIMSTRZ.
We go. And our blogs, mine's zepperoni.wordpress.com, zepperoni.wordpress.com. And you, Mr. Pop Culture.
Crusader.blogspot.com. Popculturecrusader.blogspot.com. There you go.
Okay, so I guess we'll see you hopefully, I don't know, 2 weeks? I don't know. We don't know. We have, like I said.
I guess we'll see you again when we give our impressions on Tekken Tag Tournament 2.
Well, that is next month.
Yes, and yeah, like we said, we're huge gamers. I'm more in the fighting game genre, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Yes, I am also looking forward to it. So thanks, guys, and we'll see you soon.
If you're looking to get the job done, be it murder or rescue ladies, you cannot do better than old guys who were popular back in the 80s. Yes, old or prematurely bald, the fearless fighting force that's called the Expendables.
The Expendables.
The Expendables.
The Expendables.
The Expendables.
Our careers were basically over, every one of us starring in shit. Then one man came along with a vision, and voila, just like that, it's a hit. So no more straight to DVD, 'cause I got you and you got me.
The Expendables.
The Expendables.
The Expendables.
The Expendables.
The Expendables.
The Expendables.
The Expendables.